Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak the art to be an egoist. If you think very negatively about me now, still I like to motivate you to become an egoist. Be open to that. How can you love others if you don't love yourself? If we don't value ourselves, how can we value other people? If we don't appreciate ourselves, how can we appreciate others? If we don't compliment ourselves, how can we compliment other people? If we are not honest with ourselves, how can we honest to other people? If we don't adore ourselves, then we don't adore other people. If we are not kind to ourselves, how can we be kind to other people? A lot, no? This is all to be an egoist. When we are not appreciated and thankful for what we have accomplished in our life, how can we appreciate and thankful to other people? And this is a major thing. Believe me, one thing. You see this with so many successful people, no? That never appreciate other people. And the question is why? Because they don't appreciate their success. When we can't forgive ourselves for our failures, mistakes, how can we forgive other people? That is crucial. We have to forgive ourselves. And you see everywhere people can't forgive other people, and now directly they don't forgive themselves for their mistakes, for their failures. Easy. If we see ourselves as successful, then we can also appreciate other people's success. Makes sense or not? When you don't do what you like, how can you appreciate when people do what they like? Yes, you see it everywhere. No? When we are jealous about things that other people do, why we don't do them by ourselves? This you see everywhere. When we don't tolerate ourselves what we are, then we never tolerate and accept other people. Because every person has to fit in our template or in our jail. How is it if we break out of our jail that we have constructed by ourselves? Nice, no? When we allow ourselves only to think positive, how can we accept other people's negativity or even speak to them? We said, for what? After the law of polarity, if there's something negative, then there must be the same amount something positive. Okay? It's all the time the same. Regardless what we think, we are caught in the prison of polarity. There's only one solution to accept and welcome everything, and then thinking will stop. Our problem is judging. What is bad to think first on ourselves? I've done it. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about you, and bye.